you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you use code ORDER22. Subject to change, terms apply. Get more from your neighborhood with DoorDash.
Z92.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Caveman Rob Oliva later on this morning. The show's called Kings of Pain. That's where all those guys get bit by bugs and snakes and sharks and the pain, and they rate them on pain and stuff like that. History Channel. Second season, right?
Premieres tonight.
All right.
Pain and inflammation.
I wonder if they're going to
in the morning.
I know it's not, it's complete jackass stuff, but you know,
kind of is.
Have a scorpion. Kinda. Have a scorpion bite your wiener, like
Steve-O did the bees.
Steve-O did bees in a sack recently, right? But yeah. He had a scorpion. Oh, a scorpion bit a chick's face. In like
yeah,
one,
it was yeah, like the yeah, scorpion yeah. Botox. Lip,
that scorpion
it.
Botox,
it was right?
In
the lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Steve-O tried to kiss the snake and got bit.
Right. Yeah.
What kind of snake?
Kiss the snake. Kiss the
It'll bite back, man.
Remember.
I forgot too.
That movie is going to stick with me. I had to use one of those, the Sawzall or whatever that they hook those boxing gloves up punch that guy's balls. I'm never going to use one of those without thinking about right. That guy getting
little boxing
repeatedly
gloves.
Punched in the sack.
The fat guy is, the fat guy's nuts. That was great. Little boxing gym.
Oh, and then make it like a Rock'em Sock'em.
That's what they did. That's Sawzall. Little boxing gloves all there, and they hang his nuts in it.
It was two of them side by side. So as soon as he hit the, it was just back and forth. Yeah. I mean, just speed bag on his sack.
And they made like a diorama of a gym,
right?
And they just cut a hole in the top of it, and he dropped his balls in there.
And they showed the view of the gym and his nuts hanging there.
That's your homework for the weekend, Todd. It's on Paramount Plus for free. Just fire that up.
Yeah.
Fire that up and watch it.
Yeah, you don't need to watch it all the way through at once. Although you might have to go back.
Yeah, I forgot to cancel the Paramount Plus. Yeah. So
forgot.
I might as well. Yeah, I just spaced it off.
I watched the first part of that Carlin documentary last night.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something in there that I hope doesn't stick in documentaries, though, where they had a lot of his notes up.
They were his actual notes.
Yeah, while they were talking.
I know.
So, like, he had pausing. Somebody's, you hear what they say and then rewind and then pause and see what the note says.
Yeah, somebody's. They all have a different tact on them. But, I like some try to get too fancy and do it without any kind of narrative, I mean, even like, and that's just weird sometimes. But this one's really good,
Yeah, it is. Well, that was one where,
and I'm guessing, even though you're a comic fan, I mean, you're a little different age than we are. Some of that '70s stuff you had no idea about, right?
I knew a lot of it, but I'm I'm kind of I'm
a
nerd.
You're a comedy
when it comes
nerd,
to that kind of stuff.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
And I was when they talked about him hosting Saturday Night Live for the first time.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to mention how he was like coked out of his mind, but they didn't.
I know.
Did he host the first
very first very
episode
first,
of SNL?
Very
I thought
first
so.
One, right.
Yeah. And I didn't know that SCTV had done a parody of him.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that either. Yeah, they made fun of him. You'll watch it. Like I said before, in the late '70s, he lost his way and he was being hammered by other people because they thought he was just too. They were just making fun of him,
Well, yeah, that's not a good look for Cheech Marin.
No, I know.
Cheech Marin's like George Carlin's overrated or irrelevant. He's talking about peas now.
Yeah, I'm guessing they made up over the past 40 years because that happened in late 70s when Cheech Marin said that. Right.
You'd hope so. If not, that would suck. If your Cheech be like, oh, cool, Carlin documentary. Yeah, yeah. But, no.
I did say that.
Oops.
Yeah. And nobody bats 1,000. Yeah. Everybody puts a bad take out there every now and again.
Yeah.
Peeler being indicted for taking part in a massive fraud scheme involving sports betting. You might remember hearing some of this stuff. A guy named Corey Zeidman, I'm guessing on his last name, Zeidman, Z-E-I-D-M-A-N. He's actually a professional poker player who won a bracelet at the 2012 World Series of Poker. Corey Zeidman scammed millions of dollars from victims in a bogus sports betting group, and this is how he would do it. Claimed he had inside information on college and professional games that can earn him easy money. These are radio ads that went on for a few years ago. You might remember these things.
I think I ran them.
Yeah.
Sure, we did.
We did. Absolutely, we did. Yeah. They were radio ads, and people were required to pay a fee to obtain this information so they could then gamble. They put these misleading radio ads out there in several U.S. markets claiming to have a sophisticated white-collar approach to gathering sports information. When listeners contacted the service, they used, you know, these people would use names like, you know, Gordon Howard Global or Ray Palmer Group. They were told the organization had privileged information about fixed games that they got from physicians at colleges and TV executives, according to the indictment.
That wasn't on the commercial, was it? That's when you
that
when
they
you
had
them.
Inside information was on the commercial.
That's all they said. They just said that.
They didn't say.
They go into those details.
We know about fixed games.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They didn't say that.
But I remember these ads.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember hearing them too.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. They said we have inside information.
Yeah. Don't they all
but
say
that's
that?
Not illegal. But when you call, all this stuff's illegal, right?
You don't hear those ads anymore.
You remember?
Yes, they all did.
Call in for the lock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That bit. And so,
well, you called in for those. These are the
people you'd get.
I thought about it. Yeah. I'm not even a big gambler, but if they've got a lock,
radio still.
You know, there's no lock.
Inundated with those shows.
I don't think so.
Well, not the ones that guarantee you a lock.
Only because it's legal now. Sports betting's legal, so there's a legitimate radio
shows. Most of those stations have their own sports betting show.
Yeah, you'd place your wagers through these people. Right.
But it used to be, you know, the betting company would have their guys, their pick'em guys.
Oh, yeah.
They would pay the sports radio station, you know, to get a half an hour of airtime.
That's different.
They do their own.
The years that I was working overnights at the radio station, you know, we had a sports station down the hall.
Yep.
And I guarantee, like, probably 90% of the time I walked in there overnight to check on things, it was probably one of those commercials.
I'm sure it was.
Call now for your lead pipe lock.
Right.
You know, I mean, it just, they were everywhere.
With Jimmy the
Hammer. I got a lock for you.
Some guy like that, yeah.
Bet against the Huskers this fall. There's a lock for you.
I don't think so.
Bet the house.
The experts.
No, I was talking about points. I'm talking about points, though. Yeah, they're not going to cover. They never cover.
Do they put out, over or under wins for, total wins for a season for college?
I don't know.
I've seen that in the NFL. And that's always a fun bet because it lasts all season long.
Right.
I imagine they do.
They would think they do. Bush
is
looking.
Is that line out? Because you said
over
the
under
line
college.
For every damn game is out.
Every NFL game.
Yeah, but there's got to be an over under total for wins.
Yeah, there are.
Wins for the season.
Oh, yeah, that's been out for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. That's out.
Where can I find that? I'd like to study.
On that screen right in front
You'd
of
like
you.
To gamble.
Because I went 5-5 last year on that.
Right. Call Todd. Call
Kept
Boogie.
You entertained all season.
Boogie's got inside information, man.
No, I don't. Right. And I lost 10%. Now, you can't go 500.
No.
That's exactly.
You said 5-5.
No, 5-10.
Five and five.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That's exactly what the sports books want you to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. I got over-unders here on every team in college right now.
Really?
What about Nick's team? He's such a bad fan. Seven?
I mean,
probably about right.
Yeah, I'm going to guess seven. Maybe even eight.
It might be eight. Make you bet.
Husker fans
are always going to bet more because they're always optimistic, except for Nick.
Ten, West.
Yeah, I wonder what would have made me pessimistic.
Yeah. The experts that I've read have said worst case, 6-6. Best case, 9-3.
Worst case coming off 3-9 is that's pretty much worst case.
Yeah, worst case is 3-9.
What's your guess?
7.
That's what this place has. Yeah. 7. Okay. They list 3 places and it's 5.5, 6, and 7.
And 7's a push. You can't pick 7. That's just a push then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You win nothing.
That's why
over under. Well, no, you just bet the over or the under.
Right, that's so, right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
But usually they put a 0.5 on that, so
right.
There are no pushes.
Yeah, a lot of these are whole numbers though on what I'm looking at.
Well, yeah, you're just betting over under. Yeah.
What site are you looking at?
There's no 7.5
college
wins, Todd.
Football news.
What about a moral victory?
Oh, that's right.
Is that half
that's
a win?
A half a win.
Is there a listing for moral victories?
No. No, oh, that is not on here.
Did hear they were 9 plays away from being 12-0 last year.
Is that on there?
Is there a listing to say that college football is better when the Huskers are better? I hate when people
not
say that
on
about
there
any
either.
Team. About any team, I hate that. I've always hated sports writers to say anything. The sport's better when the Yankees are great. No. Now, ask everybody else who's not a Yankee fan. No, they're not. It's not better. You know,
it's not a thing that pissed me off yesterday.
Like for me, college football would be more interesting if Arizona State won more.
That's true.
Just personally. Yeah.
That's true.
Probably doesn't matter the big picture. Right. But for me personally, yeah, I'd like to see them win a couple.
You'll be shocked
games.
To know that they think Ohio State's going to win the Big Ten.
Well, of course they are.
Oh.
Shocking. They've got them at 11.
Yeah. It's not fair for any team that has to play them.
All right. Well, just out of curiosity, what are the Sun Devils at?
I'm getting there.
5.
What about the Hogs in Penn State?
Penn State was 8.
8, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. They list these by conference alphabetically, so I got to click and click and click and click. And
yeah, I saw an image yesterday that showed either the last, I don't know how many years, a long time,
right.
National championship, either the years Alabama won or who beat Alabama
really?
For the championship.
Yeah. So what are you guessing the Sun
College
Devils at here,
sucks,
Todd?
Man.
6.
That's what they got.
Yeah.
6.
Wow.
But the other two are 8.5 and 9.
Six,
really?
Yeah.
How about the Hogs?
Let's see. SEC is next.
Big Suey, man.
No.
You know.
Go Hogs.
Craig, got a guess?
I'd go with 7.5.
7. 7. The other two are 5.5. So this place has got it a little higher than the other two.
Oh. I guess we need to go to the other two.
Big Suey.
And
here's your college football update on the Todd and Tyler Empire in the end of May. Move on.
Yeah.
Again, shocking.
Over under.
They think the SEC is going to be Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah, surprise.
Huh. Yeah.
All right. And former reality star Josh Duggar.
Oh yeah, this pedophile. Yeah.
Sentenced to more than 12 years behind bars in his child pornography trial.
Let's just sign him to a different family, you know. Different
there
town, different
move
family.
Move him over there.
Right, move him over there, right?
Yeah.
Like the Catholics do.
Yeah, he should have been a priest.
Right.
Yeah, when he's released from prison, he'll be on 20 years of post-release supervision.
Right. Really crazy that a big religious 15-kid family, one of them's a creep. It never happens. Yeah. Actually, one of them, who knows, might be more, but he ended up being a real creep, right?
One of them got caught.
Yeah.
Super creep.
Yeah. He's a super creep.
He's a super creep.
Man.
I know.
I loathe each and every one of you for that one.
You know, if I would have known where that was going to go, I wouldn't have said that.
Good. Now do it again.
Do it again.
Thank you.
Oh, hang on there. Oh, yeah.
That doesn't seem like that much for those charges. It seems like it should have been more. She's a super freak. Super freak.
She's super freaky now. Yeah, that's... That's from Rick James Santorum. Yeah. Super creep.
The upper age limit for Russian soldiers is going to be tossed away.
Things are going well for them.
There is no ceiling.
Man, yeah, there is no longer a ceiling.
Somebody's got
for Russian soldiers. The measure passed
inside
by
that Russia's got to get rid of Putin. He's just killing their soldiers.
The measure passed
and
by both houses
right.
of Russia's parliament only needs Putin's approval at this point. Lawmakers moved on the issue as the war in Ukraine now 3 months old. The current upper age limit for Russians is 40.
Jesus.
It's 30 for foreigners, and they're just going to say, no, any of y'all, come on over.
Oh, yeah, they'll be well-trained. Even the young guys are getting killed.
If they make it into the battlefield, exactly. A lot of those guys are just like, yeah, let's not
go. A lot of them refusing to fight, right? Because why are we killing our people we know? Oh, now we do that here.
Did you see the guy that, like, some high up in the Russian army who quit the other day and put out a statement of how this is all, you know, power hunt? Like, isn't that just signing your own death sentence?
You would think so. Maybe he had a way to get out. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I wondered, too.
Yeah.
They showed the quote on the news, and I went, boy, that seems like something you really shouldn't probably say.
Out loud, yeah. Well, maybe they start saying stuff out loud, you know?
You're going to end up dead.
Right.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Police in Miami Beach, Florida, investigating an unusual burglary. At least three men robbed a home of $300,000 worth of jewelry and designer handbags on the Jewish Sabbath. They were dressed as Orthodox Jews during the burglary. The family that lives at the home at the synagogue at the time.
Oh, okay.
So the burglars dressed up as Orthodox Jews to rob the Jewish family while they're at synagogue.
Did they have the attached curls?
I don't know anything about that.
The curls come right with a hat, attached right to the hat.
Are those Orthodox?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
That's the Orthodox.
No, they're Hasidic. Orthodox don't have to be the
curl. Because that doesn't sound like an elaborate costume. You just slap a little yarmulke on there and, hey, I'm an Orthodox Jew.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you're dressing up for a burglary, that's odd in and of itself.
It is.
And if they saw people dressed up walking into somebody's house on the Sabbath, they're there to pick them up or something like that. That's a good point. Yeah, our neighbors are Jewish. Here they are. Okay, we see them. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we see it. Yes, exactly.
Right, exactly. No big deal. Yeah.
Have you started wearing the yarmulke to cover your bald spot? You know, there's a Jewish guy that gave you a dispensation for that.
Oh, he did say that.
Several weeks
ago. Yeah, I should.
All of a sudden, Nick's Jewish.
I need one with the KISS logo on it.
Hey, Gene's Jewish. And so is Paul, for that matter. You know?
Yeah, if that's something that can't be sold, I imagine it is.
Out of Wales, a regimental sergeant major was in charge of making sure his men didn't get too drunk at the Army Oktoberfest bash.
That's not a fun job. Well, that's like the designated driver with your buddies. Who does that?
Yeah, this guy didn't.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like putting one teacher in charge of that thing you were at.
Getting drunk, huh?
He soiled himself in his lederhosen because he drank too much.
Oh, there you go. The old Sergeant Major squirts, man.
Yes.
Sergeant
Major.
So I'm soiling the lederhosen.
Who chose him for the job of let's not get too drunk guy?
Yeah.
Because they failed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing it was the guys knew that he wouldn't be able to do this, so we'll be able to get drunk because he ain't going to care.
I thought somebody pick him. Somebody up top put him in charge, and they were just wrong.
Yeah. Regimental Sergeant Major Michael Ransley was supposed to be responsible for setting and maintaining standards at the event, but he was found collapsed with a strong smell of vomit and feces.
In the morning.
Oh, right. Not a good show.
That's been the
Before
show.
Passing out, he was seen with feces on his leg and refused to leave despite the smell and sight causing distress to others. RSM Ransley was the Infantry Battle School's alcohol policy advisor, and his very presence at the party was hoped to act as a deterrent against excessive drinking.
Well, this is perfect, because obviously he pooped a little, and it's Bob's birthday today.
Talk about poop, y'all.
Yeah.
2009.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
I pooped a little.
How's Bob?
You know who I am. 60 I'm the cat
today. Bob is 60. Happy birthday, Bob.
I pooped a little. I looked in my pants. Hey, is that a Skittle? Kirsten Dunst. Didn't see her twice, but I saw her once. She dropped a vase. Dropped that fish all over the plaza. I pooped a little. Give me some wood and I'll try to whittle. I pooped a little. After 07 got round in the middle. Sitting on the plane with the Special Olympics. Crying flight attendant with the herpes simplex. Engine blew up, puked in a cup. Captain came on and said, Fire truck. Homie in the back didn't give a how. Easy for him because the dude had a medal. Got to admit I was a little unsettled. I pooped a little. I got mad hits like my man Ron Kittle. Rookie of the year 1983. Google that ish if you don't believe me. I pooped a little. I just ish in my pants. It ain't no riddle. I pooped a little. Motherfucker, you are.
This is our exclusive still, isn't it?
This is not a little more.
Feeling that I could and crack more. Bought a gold chalice, bought a gold lute. Didn't realize he was such a fruit. I pooped a little. The Renaissance Fair got some peanut brittle. I pooped a little.
That's John Evans. By the way, John, I don't think does much comedy anymore. Our Facebook friends. He runs a thrift store in Pittsburgh.
I think he owns
a thrift store.
He has a thrifting podcast.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
puts videos out regularly too. Yeah.
Really, he's a funny dude.
Yeah, he's really into it.
Thrift store finds.
I don't think I fully appreciated the lyrical content of that song.
Here did I. We never let it go that far. That's why.
It's just nice.
I forgot about the fire truck in there. Yeah,
Happy birthday, Bob.
Yeah. It's nice to know that it's been 13 full years since I've been able to see Kirsten Dunst on TV and did not go, didn't see her twice, I saw her once.
I pooped a little.
Were they planning on recording that, or were they just walking down the street and saw a recording studio?
He told us it was pretty spontaneous.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, they're walking by a recording studio. Let's make a record. There you go. That was it.
2 hours later. Got it.
I'm getting word from someone that just about hit a pole laughing at that.
On back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find. Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.